Hearings targeting U.S. President Donald Trump in his efforts to push Ukraine to investigate one of his chief 2020 Democratic challenges will start this week, I should say next week. House Intelligence Committee Chairman said this on Wednesday. After weeks of closed-door sessions, Schiff said that Americans will get a chance to judge the case against President Trump. Schiff said the intelligence panel will hear from Bill Taylor, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, and the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent, when public hearings start next Wednesday. Iranian media video this week purports to show equipment upgrades at some of the country's nuclear facilities. It may further erode Iran's deal with the world powers and came as the U.S. slapped new sanctions on individuals linked to Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
On Tuesday, President Hassan Rouhani announced that it will start injecting gas into the centrifuges at one of its nuclear facilities. The gas accelerates the process of making high-grade nuclear material from uranium. A day earlier, Iran said it would also replace some centrifuges with newer models, claimed to work 50 times faster. Iran has long demanded that the remaining signatories of the nuclear agreement, that is, European powers, Russia and China, protect his country from sanctions. Rouhani says if the Europeans hold up their end of the bargain, the treaty can be salvaged.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is threatening to deepen military ties with Moscow unless the United States lifts its embargo on the sale of a key fighter jet. The warning comes ahead of next week's planned meeting between Erdogan and President Trump. Turkey is set to purchase the Su-35, Russia's latest fighter bomber. The country is already provoking alarm among its Western allies with the procurement of Russia's S-400 missile system. This is VOA News. The CEO for American Airlines says they are feeling more confident.